So, what do you do about Birkot Kriyat Shema and Baruch Shamar for the ladies? Right, let's just review quickly. Rabbeinu Tam held that you're allowed to say a Beracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh because you're allowed to volunteer a Beracha on a Minhag. Even though it's not a Shir Kedisha and it's a Tavit Tzivanu, it's okay. And the Rambam said, Beracha Levatala, no chance. There's no Tzivanu. Same thing for women reciting Beracha and Mitzvot Aseh Sheazman Gerama. They want to recite the Beracha. That's beseder for them to do it. Now, to do the mitzvah, but to recite the Beracha, they're not allowed to. The Rambam said, no way. Rabbeinu Tam said, yes, Vitzivanu is on the men. We're all included in this. So the men are included also. The Shulchan Aruch says that on HaRosh Chodesh, we follow the Rambam in Eretz Yisrael. We don't recite Beracha on Halel. And women don't recite Berachot on Mitzvot Aseh Sheazman Gerama in general. The Minhag, however, was in many communities throughout the Jewish world, North Africa, Asia, whatever, that women did recite a Beracha on Mitzvot Aseh Sheazman Gerama. Lulav, Shofar, Sukkah. Women did recite a Beracha on all these things, but they weren't literate. They didn't pray out of a Sidur. They weren't educated. Right? Rav Shalom Meshash was the chief rabbi of Morocco and the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim a few decades ago. His mother apparently didn't know how to read Hebrew, but she would pray that her son should be a Gadol of Israel, and it worked out. He was one of the Gadol Yador. Hashem Hashem again, Rav Shalom Meshash. Nowadays, we live in a world where ladies are educated. Sephardic ladies are educated. They know how to read from a Sidur. And they want to read from the Sidur, and they want to recite Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach. Ashkenazim, the Seder, they can say everything anyway. But Baruch She'amar Yishtabach are Mitzvot Aseh She'azman Gerama. So the Chaora, that Beracha, should not be recited by Sephardic ladies. Ashkenazim can do whatever they want. Because anyway, they're allowed to say all these Berachot. But now that we live in a world where the Sephardic ladies are educated, and they want to pray every single day, and they want to say the whole Tefillah, even though they don't really have to, they only have to pray one Tefillah every single day. If they want to volunteer to pray Shacharit, that's fine. Should they and can they recite Baruch She'amar Yishtabach? Right, so we know the Chida said that even the ladies, the Sephardic ladies, could say a Beracha on Halel and other mitzvot based on his reading of the Shut Min HaShamayim, where they asked a letter from Shamayim, and he said you could say a Beracha and whatever, and he thought that there's what to rely on. His whole discussion, did he really mean it or not? And Chacham Avadia says no way to that, but nevertheless the Ben Ish Chai and others said you could. Everyone agrees as long as there's no feminism. If there is feminism, so then forget about it. Mm-hmm. That's what Avadia says at the very end. And Chida says that also. If it's for feminist purposes, not for Torah purposes, we're not permitting anyone to say a Beracha here.
But if it is genuine, who says that they're allowed to?
The Chida says. Chida is the greatest rabbi other than Rav Avadia since the Shulchan Aruch's time. Uh-huh. So certainly if he says it's okay.
And Rav Avadia also?
Rav Avadia says no.
No, okay.
And he says everyone agrees anyway that if it's for feminism, then there's nothing to talk about.
Uh-huh.
So now, what about Baruch Shema Yishtabach? So usually,
but Rav Avadia still says, like, so if it's genuinely for Torah purposes, still Rav Avadia says no.
Correct. Still says no.
But then he adds on. Like,
but this is talking about for like lulav and halel.
Lulav, halel, shofar, sukkah.
And Chida says it is mitzvah.
Chida says it's okay. Tefillin is also mitzvah aseh she'azman gerama, but there are other reasons why women shouldn't be wearing tefillin. And tzitzit, same thing. If not for those other reasons, it would be the same question. Correct. Mitzvah Aseh She'azman Gerama. So Chacham Avadia says no Baruch She'amar, no Yishtabach, and no Birkot Keriyat Shema, Shacharit or Arvit for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Ben Ish Chai, Chacham Etzion say, yeah, it's the same thing as Lulav and Shofar. If you're allowed to, if you will say a Berach on those, you follow that Minhag, the Seder, you can continue saying a Berach on these. Usually what happens is the Sephardic girl goes to an Ashkenazi school, so she's taught the other way. Or an Ashkenazi girl marries a Sephardi guy, and the Sephardi guy doesn't know the halacha anyway, so when they get married, never tells her, by the way, you have to change your sidur, not just because of comfort, but because of halacha. It's now a beracha levatala for you to recite this beracha. When I first got married, when I was getting married, my brother-in-law, who's not as learned, he didn't have the same background that I have, but he like went to YU for a little bit, and like, you know, he's like, you know, normal, but he's not a learner, so he was like so confused. You mean Rivka's not going to say brachos anymore? No, just these berachos. She's not going to say shakel anymore? Like, he's like so confused.
Yeah.
No, just these berachos. Like, she wants to say Baruch Shemar, that's fine. Just say Baruch Atah Hashem.
Okay, so
literally Hashem. Literally, that's fine.
So it's not like Baruch Atah and then
you could do that too.
Okay.
If you want to say that, you can. Or Baruch Shemar. Baruch Melech HaOlam. You can say Atah, you can say Hashem, but not Ado and the rest.
And then that's, is that like the same way a man would do it if he's saying Shachrit at like 12, like post-Man Shachrit, but before like Chatzot?
Yeah.
You say Baruch Atah Hashem whenever he's reading like Shema, for example?
The Berachot of Shema.
The Berachot of Shema.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I was actually reading this from my Adam's Gemara class. He was saying Rabbi Ben Chaim, he says that Til Chatzot, to do Berachot.
Like the Magen Avraham, not like Maran.
With Hashem's name.
Like the Magen Avraham, not like the Maran, yeah.
Because what Rambam says, you can say throughout the day, you can, like, the whole day even, you can say
Berachot. It's a machloket, the Kesset Mishnah and the Magen Avraham, what the Rambam says, yeah.
So Rabbi Ben Chaim, he was saying that Rabbi Ben Chaim says, like, the Rambam says the full day, like,
that's enough.
Chatzot, like, it's fine, you can do Til Chatzot. But he said this my whole life. I've learned that like I was always learning like so smart. I would look at my zmanim so smart to be loud.
Yeah.
If it was past that, I would.
It's the same thing for.
I would just skip Birkot Shema.
Yeah, that's
wait,
the rule.
Skip the entire paragraph or just skip saying.
So I've heard you could just skip Hashem's name, but like I would just like it would be quicker for me. I would just skip. Like,
yeah.
I would just
yeah. So what's it? Because a lot of times I would do that too. I would just only say Shema and not the Brachot before or after.
It's the
what's
same thing. It's the same thing. You don't have to say it without Hashem's name. You could just not say it at that point. It's up to you if you want to say it. My wife,
it's such a good
to
thing
it
to say, but.
Yeah.
Also, theoretically, for your wife, should she just say Shema and go to the Amidah?
Or she could. She chooses to say more. Beautiful. Emet emunah, emet v'yasiv, praising Hashem.
Oh, okay.
You want to say Ahavat Olam? Beautiful.
Right.
It's a beautiful tefillah, Ahavat Olam, Avtah, etc. Like, why not pray for Hashem to give us more Torah learning?
Got it.
But she should say the Bekor Tefillah Shema.
She wants to.
It's okay.
Yeah. Without Hashem's name, exactly. On the Beracha.
Without Hashem's name.
Without only the first Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Or, don't say Hashem's name. Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Am Yoro, don't say Hashem's name. Baruch Atah Hashem Ohev Adamo Yisrael, no Hashem's name. But Ahavat Olam Avtanu Adonai Eloheinu, please say whatever you want.
Just the bracha itself at the beginning and end.
Correct, yeah.
Skip Hashem's name.
Yeah. So I took sticky notes, sticky page flags, and I put them on those Shemot in the Sidur.
So it's in four places. It's Baruch Shema, Yishtabach, and then two places in Shema.
And four places in Shema. Yotzer Or, beginning and end.
Oh, yeah.
Avad Olam at the end. And Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael.
Okay.
So I'd say you have Ashkenazi girl married a Sephardi, she cuts down on the brachot. Now you have a Sephardi girl who marries an Ashkenazi.
Please, be Ashkenazi. Say everything.
Start saying brachot.
You have to, meaning like, is it
Ashkenazim say that women are supposed to pray Shachrit
and
yeah.
She married an Ashkenazi man, so now she has to say those brachot.
So she's supposed to, but if push comes to shove, then she has to take care of her family or go to work. She's not officially obligated in saying Birkot Kriyat Shema, so she doesn't have to. It's the same volunteering. The question is, do you have to say Beracha when you volunteer?
My question is she as obligated as an Ashkenazi woman?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Ashkenazi woman is just as obligated as the Sephardic woman. It's the opportunity to say the Beracha, that's the machloket. No woman is obligated in Kriyat Shema. But it's Omelach Hutshamayim, it's important to say it.
So Ashkenazi women gets to say the Beracha.
So Ashkenazi women can, once they're volunteering to do the mitzvah, have the opportunity to recite the Beracha. Let's say a woman is Stam, Ashkenazi or Sephardi, has to go to work in the morning, has to take the kids to school, has to get everything ready. She doesn't have time to pray an hour. So what are we going to cut down? We're going to cut down all of Pesukei Dezimra, all of the Korbanot. Just really need to say Baruch Birkot HaShachar, Birkot HaTorah, Kriyat Shema, Shemona Esrei. Cut everything else out. But if you want, you can add in all the Hallelujahs, Baruch Shema Yishtabach, Birkot Kriyat Shema. The more you have time for, but it's already optional. Once you're doing the optional, can you say the Beracha? Once you're shaking the love, can you say the, yeah?
And they are obligated to say Amidah once a day at least?
Once, it's really two times a day for Ashkenazi ladies.
And for Sephardi ladies?
Once a day. My wife does Shachrit every day, Mincha every day, and then Arvit three times a week. So her own choice to do specific days. Like Friday night, Motzei Shabbat, and Wednesday. Like that's her thing.
So women don't need like Arvit Shel Shabbat to be in order to say Kiddush. They can just go straight.
Correct. That's where the Chiyuv Kiddush starts for them. If they're not praying that tefillah, it starts right away. Yeah. Let's say a woman who doesn't pray Shacharit every single day, Shabbat morning, can't drink water. Because she has a Chiyuv Kiddush immediately as opposed to the woman who prays Shacharit, whose Chiyuv Hidur starts only after Shacharit.
Could that be subjective based on the week?
You're not supposed to switch so much.
Okay.
You're supposed to stick to something.
Interesting.
Once you're playing the game, you have to play by the rules.
So can you say Kiddush for your wife before you go to shul, even though you're not obligated in Kiddush
yourself?
Yeah,
Yotze Motzi. The rule is, as long as someone's not Yotze in the world.
So I'm not Yotze myself, but
correct.
I can be Motzi.
Correct, yeah. You can't drink. She can drink.
So I make it, so I run the Chaim, and then I have in mind that she's going to drink, and then I give it to her to drink.
But she can also say it herself.
That's why I like it. My wife also like it. It took a long. I used to say, my mother used to say, how come you're going to Kenisah until 2 o'clock? You're not going to say Kiddush for your wife? I'm like, she's thirsty, she can grab a cup of grape juice, she can say Kiddush, the manche.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
I wish I could be here earlier too, but sometimes early mincha, everything takes time.
Right.
If she wants to say Kiddush herself, she can say Kiddush herself. Right, let's read the halacha inside. Sorry, we're going too long. Anyway,
sorry,
it's a very important introduction because I was at a wedding one time, I told my friend, like, married Ashkenazi, like, your wife's not going to say Baruch Shemar anymore. And he looks at me like, what? And she's like, what?
Would she ever say it for your kids though, or would they like? Would that be like, yeah,
my wife says Kiddush for my kids also. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I come home from a Sfaradi minyan at like 10, 11 o'clock. I'm in 15. My wife already said Kiddush.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. That's what you're supposed to do. I'll say Kiddush also. Anyway, according to Beit Yosef, women may not recite blessings over mitzvot from which they are exempt. Therefore, Sephardic women should not recite the Be'achara, Baruch Shemar, Yishtabach, and Berkot Kiryat Shema with the name of Hashem. Ashkenaziyot, however, recite these berachot since they follow the ruling of the Rama, who states that women may recite all berachot on time-bound mitzvot, such as Arba Minim and Sukkah. And one who hears the women recite these berachot may nevertheless answer, Amen.
Even for Ashkenazim, women may recite these berachot. It's not that they should.
Correct, they may.
Meaning, you said before, the Ashkenazi girl is not obligated to say the bracha like the man, the Ashkenazi man is obligated to say, but they're allowed to.
Right. We live in a world where the girls are so educated. They have so much education and so much pivoting to how important it is to live a life full of every dotted I and every dashed T, prayer for hours and hours on end, Shacharit Mincha Arvit, Tehillim, learn Torah, go to Shiurim. And sometimes it's a little bit unfortunate. We emphasize so much on the observance of the Torah, Mitzvot, the Tefillah, and other things that by the time the girl gets married and has a family and she has to cut it all down to almost nothing, it's so disappointing and hard for her. My wife has a teacher from seminary who a male teacher from seminary, Rebbe, who told her, I'm at Ne'ilah, having like glamorous, glorious Malchus Hashem moment, and my wife is playing Monopoly with my kids. So it's part of our responsibility, and it's a different responsibility and a different avodah. At the same time, if you spend your whole childhood learning about how these things are so critical to your spiritual religious life, and then once you turn 25, you're not doing it anymore until you turn 35, 40, when your kids are old enough for you to go to Kenisah and not have to leave them alone, not have to stay with them so not alone, you feel like you lost a whole chunk of your life. I remember my wife and I were once listening to one of these rabbis who came to Camp Hask on YU Torah. We were driving somewhere, and there was a Camp Hask guest lecture by some rabbi who was speaking about this point. They're like, what it's like to be like, you know, a Ben Torah or a Bas Torah in Camp Hask, where you're not able to learn all day, where you're not able to pray a normal tefillah, where you're busy taking care of these kids all the time. And like, we just spent a whole year in seminary, yeshiva, where we were doing that 24/7, and now we're not!
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! So he's like, yeah, it's a real problem for all the married people also. It's a real problem. Women have this problem. And he like tried to give an answer, but the answer basically was, I don't have an answer. And I'm like, that's the point. We don't have an answer. We want everyone to have a fulfilling religious life, where everyone is so educated and so knowledgeable. It's not right that you should get a PhD in physics and not in Torah. It's not right that you shouldn't have an equally fulfilling and engaging religious experience, where the Torah is so much more complicated and rich with meaning and values than your secular activities. So it's not right that you shouldn't have the same effort expended there. But at the same time, like, life calls. So, like, what do you do? Either way, it's important to follow the halacha properly, and if a woman really wants to say a beracha, she should go to the bathroom and come out and say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Yatzar HaAdam B'Chokhma. Grab a cup of water and say, Shakol Niyamid Baro. You can say Hashem's name and say a beracha on food order. It might be very insulting for me to say that, but it's the truth. There are so many other ways to connect the Ribono Shel Olam than a couple berachot that you are not able to say.
Are you going to go steal all your wife's sidurim and highlight them?
I think RBH is fine with this, but I haven't asked him.
Okay.
Yeah, this morning somebody criticized me for not saying Nashari Minhag about something. So I'll say outright, I don't know what RBH holds about this.
Uh-huh.
I have a feeling that, given that in Iran they follow the Ben Ish Chai religiously,
uh-huh,
and Ben Ish Chai holds that this is totally okay, you're Nogeva Davar, you don't count.
I'm a Nogeva.
It's your grandfather.
No, he said the whole Persian follow Ben
Ish. I understand, that's why I'm saying you're Nogeva Davar.
There's nothing else.
That's exactly it. See, he's telling the truth, but still, Nogeva Davar. But it's true. Ben Ish Chai was the king, and the Ben Ish Chai holds that you can, the minhag is that you can say a beracha on all these mitzvot, and you can say a beracha on Shabbat candles before, and you can do this and do that and the other thing. So if you see a woman who's following the Ben Ish Chai, there's no reason to protest. My friend, who I told this about, follows the Ben Ish Chai religiously. So anyway, his Ashkenazi wife can continue. But if you follow Rav Avadia, you can. But Chacham Ben Zion, I imagine Rav Mordechai Eliyahu also, I don't know for sure, Ben Ish Chai. Within that whole world, of course it's okay. So like, unless a person is like, you know, like dotting every Rav Avadia I, dashing every Rav Avadia T, you ever mean hug like this? But anyway, I should call RBH more often. I used to call RBH every time I give a shiur in SVM and ask him his opinion about something, but kind of like laxed. I should get more into it. Anyway, okay. I think it's okay. But anyway, so it's important to know these halachot. Girls become more religious. You know, it's coming from a good place. I think it's also if you're at home, you're also.
Yeah.
The Rabban says it's not, so it's a machloket, yes, no, whatever. It's a whole question of if you miss a day, and all your other berachot would be levatala, so Ashkenazi ladies are discouraged by the Mishnah Berurah from getting involved if they might miss a day. Okay. So my wife grew up her whole life. She counted every night, but she never recited beracha because she knew she was going to miss a day. Fine.
Many that's a bad attitude.
So the Ben Ish Chai says on top of that, that it's also Kabbalistically, it's just not, even if according to those who say women do recite a beracha on mitzvot aseh she'azman gerama, the Ben Ish Chai says that Alpi Kabbalah, women should not be reciting Sefirat HaOmer. Even the counting, not just the beracha, even the counting. So I asked Rabbi Shub one time, and Rabbi Shub told me, what are you going to do? The girl comes home from school, and everyone is so excited about counting the Omer. She wants to count the Omer, she has a whole chart. You're going to tell her not to count. Okay, so don't say beracha, which you can't. Anyway, these are some small important tidbits about that. Good. Okay, Chazak Baruch, sorry to take you guys over.